Well, now we know what's been going on outside the Capitol. Meanwhile, inside the Capitol building this week, members of Congress heard some more bad news from the Department of Veterans Affairs about a new VA hospital that's being built outside Denver. Lawmakers were told that when the over-budget facility is complete, it's going to be too small to handle the needs of veterans. The VA has also been under scrutiny for wait times, and at one facility in Wisconsin, the overprescription of painkillers. So experts are looking for alternative ways to treat pain, including acupuncture. Aaron Toner of Here and Now contributor WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Vietnam veteran Larry Burt sought out the needle therapy at the Milwaukee Veterans Acupuncture Clinic in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The clinic is helping veterans reduce their use of narcotics. Burt is one of many vets struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. The 68-year-old got hooked on alcohol, cigarettes, and chewing tobacco. To fight his addictions, Burt says he took pills and underwent hypnosis, but they didn't work.
So I'm hoping this acupuncture will eliminate my cravings.
All right, so here we are, Larry, ready to put your ear needles in.
Burt closes his eyes as an acupuncturist places five tiny needles into his left ear and then five in his right ear. He doesn't even wince.
Okay, there you go. You're done.
Did that hurt, Larry?
No.
The acupuncturist turns on soothing music, and we leave Burt to relax. He says if it's anything like his past treatments here, he'll be fast asleep in minutes. While some are skeptical that acupuncture can ease chronic pain, a study the Journal of the American Medical Association published in 2012 found the practice can do just that. The military uses it to treat wounded soldiers on the battlefield, and the VA now covers acupuncture for veterans back home. Christine Jablonski is the acupuncturist who started the Waukesha Clinic. She says she's seen the treatment relieve patients' pain, addiction, or anxiety to the point where she says some no longer need prescription drugs.
If somebody has arthritis in their knees, it's not going to cure them, but can it make the difference in how much medication they need? I've had patients, real elderly patients, tell me, I'm only 30% better maybe, but it's the difference between a cane and not a cane. That's good. So sometimes it helps kind of around the edges.
It's not the answer by itself. It's something you work with other things, but you normally don't need narcotics for a lot of this stuff.
Dr. John Vondrell is a retired anesthesiologist who volunteers at the Waukesha Clinic. He says he's not surprised that doctors at veterans' hospitals are over-prescribing medications.
The people come in demanding something for pain, their discomfort, and the only thing that we as physicians really have is pain medications and tranquilizers. Other than if they used alternative type therapy, which is usually not available, they really don't have any other option to get rid of pain other than narcotics.
What I'm doing that right now is taking out the five needles from each ear, which he's had in now.
Back in the clinic room, another Vietnam veteran, Ron Granitz, says acupuncture is easing his knee pain.
I could tell 3-4 days later if I sat down in a chair, like I was 20 years younger, get up and walk away. I've had guys tell me, it's all in your head, it's all in your head. I said, I don't believe that. I really believe that it really worked.
So far, most of the veterans who've taken advantage of these free acupuncture treatments have been older vets. The clinic volunteers hope word spreads to younger men and women suffering with physical or mental health problems after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Toner in Milwaukee.